Hello, After Buzzers, and welcome back. We are finally here to discuss season 4 of The Royals. We can't even wait to talk about it, but man, oh man, Jasper gets shot. Is this the end of Jaspinor forever? And will there be a royal wedding that we'll be excited to talk about? Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, we both simultaneously do this. We are back, finally, Fern.
Hi.
I've missed you. I know.
I'm so excited to see you.
I've been so excited to see you. This has been long awaited.
I know.
Long awaited. We will, however, be missing Megan. She will not be joining us this season, but we will have some other panel members that will hopefully join us next week when we start chatting about it again. But man, it's the season premiere.
I know. I can't believe it.
Overall thoughts. Mind blown?
Oh, my God. Mind blown like...
Literally. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, horrible, but wonderful. Like, the writers commend you. Like,
yeah.
I always am like amazed how much they fit into an episode, and it's so soapy and dishy, and I love anything royal related, and love the show.
I'm so excited. It's so true. I've been waiting. This has been one of the shows I've been waiting for it to come back for months now. And obviously, with everything going on, it was like, what's going to happen? And luckily, here we are, season 4 premiere, and they definitely started off with a bang and like, it's terrible because everything you say about a season premiere, about drama, like this was, I just can't even believe how they would start it off with this. Like, why do this to Jasper's character?
Right. So early in the season.
Right.
Like, if I were a writer, I'd be like, how's this going to go? But luckily, I'll tweet it. But I saw a picture of Eleanor leaning over Jasper in a hospital bed looking up. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't die.
I don't think they would do that to us.
I feel like
we've had so much, like I don't even know how to say it, but like so much angst around this Jaspinor relationship that there's no way they would just end it like this.
I think it would be so unrewarding.
Right. Because us as fans, we've been waiting for this to happen for 4 seasons now.
Yes.
We've seen this really kind of go, not full circle, but we're almost there to where you're like, wait a second, this is where they were supposed, last season I could have seen them out of all the other seasons be finally together. And we didn't even get that. So I think you're right. I think if anything, this is just a wake-up call for Eleanor to realize that, like, this is who she loves and this is who she really wants to come home to. And she's trying to run away from it because she thinks that it's not what's good for her and what's meant for her. But I think that that's what's almost going to bring – the only reason that would bring her back is because she's like, you know what? I can't do this without Jasper.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And she returns, but it doesn't quite go that way. The way she returns to a little bit of a tragedy. But it's not going to be a tragedy, ultimately.
Yeah. Hopefully, like, it'll all end up
better. Yeah.
I mean, but then we also have with... So basically, I feel like that's one thing about this show is that we do get so much from each character that it kind of doesn't give us too much to talk about with a first episode like this.
Right.
Because with Jasper, we see him, you know, writing these letters to Eleanor and trying to basically, like... be like, I'm here for you, I love you. And then he's also kind of under Robert's whip.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of hard to see Jasper be this... It's hard to see him be so confined. And he finally got a little bit out of his shell last season. And then here we are back again. And he's like back to this rope, ropes tied.
Yeah, I feel like he almost will do anything for Eleanor at this point. So if he has to be Robert, who's a monster's... security guard, he'll do it. He'll do whatever he has to do. He's never going to quit. And so, I don't know if are we jumping ahead?
Yeah, let's jump ahead. Right.
So there's the scene where they're in the limousine and Robert says to Jasper, you know, my one restriction was that you'd not date my sister. And he was like, well, then I quit. I resign. And Robert says, resignation not accepted. So we know where, you know, we know what his priorities
are.
He loves Eleanor. We're very clear about that. He's not unsure like he was last season, which was so stupid.
Yeah.
So we know that where his priorities are, but he's still willing to, he just wants to stay in the palace and stay close to her, hoping she'll come back and Right. She does. He just doesn't know it because he's in a coma.
I hate it so much. It really breaks my heart. Because I know. It's like you don't even... It's like you want to be excited that it's back, but then you're also heartbroken because Jasper and Eleanor, one of my favorite couples.
Oh my God, I love them. Yes, even... I love them.
They are... Honestly, they have the best on-screen chemistry.
The best of any couple I've seen on screen, movie, or TV in years.
100%. You know what I think, I kind of relate Jasper and Eleanor to? The one couple that I always wanted to be together but, never really got it was Marissa and Ryan from The O.C. I don't know if you ever watched that show. But that couple, it made me so sad.
Did she play... who played
Misha
her?
Barton.
Misha Barton, and she died in
his arms. She died in his arms. It was like they never got to be together. Oh,
unfair.
It's so unfair. So I'm just hoping they don't do that to us here in the Royals. But yeah, I think you're right. Jasper is willing to risk everything in order to make this work with Eleanor, which it is just so annoying how he didn't just come right out and say it last season.
Ugh, I know.
Because it was like they finally had, they had one good episode and then all of a sudden it was just like, sorry, just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh, horrible. We finally saw Eleanor happy. But that's moving on to Eleanor. You know, what was kind of interesting about her character is we see, which also the whole episode in general was kind of fast. It was month segments.
Yes. I was oh my God, that's so funny that you said that because I'm like, I know it's going to open on them 6 months later and we'll miss all of the juicy or, all the good stuff. I want to see the development. But I was really impressed that they literally opened the second we left.
Yeah.
But then, this whole episode, they kind of, I guess they had to keep the story going.
But, right. Yeah. But it was interesting the way they broke it up into months. Because at one point when they would, because they used the calendar as days that Eleanor was away as a kind of a way for us to keep track of everything. But what I found so interesting is there were some scenes where I didn't know what I was like, well, we jumped forward for a second. So, but I don't know. I think it's because I was there's so much going on. But with Eleanor, we see her leave and she's just trying to find this new life and she wants to be in designing of all these, the hotels and everything. And she has this interview. Mm-hmm. And that interview was very striking as it was just very sad. There was no energy behind her voice. Mm-hmm. And you kind of were wondering what her motive was behind all of this, because this was supposed to make her happier.
Yeah. I was thinking that it was an Eleanor we hadn't seen who'd been so introspective. I was like, oh, wow, she's being really introspective about herself and her... She's not someone who ever thought or spoke like that. She always was in pain, covered it up with drugs and alcohol, partying, finally let herself be vulnerable and gets hurt. So she's in such a vulnerable place, but I would, the old Eleanor would have just gone away and did more drugs and hooked up with more cute guys and drank the pain away. But now she's not doing any of that. She's spending time alone. She's healing and she's analyzing herself. And I was like, this is a whole new Eleanor. So I was kind of actually, it was sad because she's in such a sad place. But I was kind of impressed with her. I love a good introspection.
That is so true.
I was so impressed.
No, Fern, that's a great point that you bring up because it's almost like I forgot the old Eleanor. Yeah. And then that's what we're seeing is just this small snippet. And it's so true because she's actually living the pain rather than covering it up, which I think is amazing.
Yes.
So I just think that it's interesting to see a different side of her, too, and actually feel her feelings.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that she has this kind of confidant that's not pushing himself on her.
Yeah. He was could have ended up being annoying, and I was like, thank God he's not, being overly aggressive.
Right.
It's clear he likes her, but he's not being a jerk, thankfully.
Right. Yeah. I totally thought especially when we saw the whole, I think it was, they were at some sort of party, the outdoor polo party, I think it was, and that's when we kind of saw them have the first connection. Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, this guy's kind of bad news. I don't know if I want him to be in her life. And seeing him be so supportive of her and just kind of be like, hey, I'm here just so you know, but I'll also let you live your life, figure it out. But yeah, I definitely did not expect that. I was actually kind of shocked. Neither. That was 360 of what I thought at the end of last season he would be.
Yes, me too. Yeah. And I feel like I was like, oh, he's so cute, and turned out to be kind of he gave her the letter, right?
Right.
And he gave her the letters and was like, yeah.
He was like, this isn't your brother, that'd be creepy. Which, like,
I was like, we have to reward him with an. He should come back to the palace and date Willow or something. I don't know.
Right. I know. It's almost, it's kind of weird because they set you up with now you kind of could. I honestly, my brain was so Jas Minor last season. I still am. But it almost, with everything happening, you can, it almost opens that door for something to happen.
Yeah.
Because obviously she's going to need help cope with all of this.
Right.
Because this is not going to be something good for her.
Right.
Which I guess will be another interesting thing to see kind of how she deals with this. It's not a loss yet,
right?
But almost, because this whole episode too was her trying to figure out how she could keep her dad within her and live a life without him, but with him. Mm-hmm. And now then Jasper's gone. Like, it's kind of like, what will Eleanor do?
Right.
It's just, it's crazy.
It's great. And it's a great character. Like, love seeing her arc. Grow. And like, now it'll be interesting. Yeah. Like you're saying.
Right. Like, and
what
she's,
she does.
Right, and like we've seen her mature this episode, so will she keep on to that or will she kind of spiral, downward spiral like we've seen her do in the past?
Right.
Which will be so interesting. Man, I love the show. Man, oh just my talking God, I about love it makes it. Me so happy that it's back. In other news, more dramatic news, we have freaking Robert with his coronation, and he just gets under my skin.
He's such a jerk.
Such a jerk. Like, he's. Everything he does is just aggravating. And it's funny because, like, outside of him being this character on TV, I've seen him on, like, Instagram stuff. He's the most loveliest person.
Yes, I was going to say. Oh, my God. I was like, do you not like him in person? Because when he's being himself, I'm like, he's adorable and, like, has a cute, like, adorable
like, family. And, like, he's just, like, a family guy. He's nice.
He's such a good actor because I, like, hate him as Robert.
I know. But that's, I think, what's good about a good actor is that, like, you can hate him as his character. Mm-hmm. But then you, like, you're kind of like, okay, like, obviously I know that we all know these are characters that they're portraying, but they do such a good job.
Such a good job. I'm so convinced. I'm like, feel it, yeah.
Which is kind of like Cyrus. And now we kind of see the lovable side of him, which we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, Robert is just doing everything he possibly can in order to spite his siblings and his family and everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's so interesting is, we'll tie Liam in a little bit to this, but I do want to separate him off because he's got a lot of stuff that's going on. But Liam kind of has figured out that his whole story behind Robert, let's talk about that for a second. So he says that basically him crashing on an island was the biggest alibi that anybody could possibly do. And they found out that there was money that was getting set aside and that all of this basically points back to Robert. Do you believe this theory?
Yes. Okay. I think it makes perfect sense that he had to be away, and there's evidence that he didn't try to be found. And while he was away, Ted Price, who got $1 million to kill the king, did it for that reason. And what more perfect person to kill the king than the security guard?
Right.
So I feel like we're going to get good, I hope we get good flashback episodes of Robert and Ted speaking and how we discover that Ted's really like an evil character.
I would love that. Like, I would love to see the backbone of what actually went down.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we can't go too far into the season without figuring out if that's true or not.
Right.
Because that's kind of been the whole arc of this whole series is who really killed. Because we obviously.
And why?
Right. Like, who and why?
I was like, maybe, I always was like, maybe Simon had a terminal illness and asked Ted to kill him. I just couldn't figure it out.
Right. And it was kind of Cyrus was the initial pointing bone, but then he was just, it's funny because you think he's so smart and maniacal, but really he's just so dirty in all of his, in the way that he does things, they're not like thoroughly thought out. Right. So like this was too covered up to have been him.
Right.
But yeah, it's just crazy because this whole Ted Price thing makes the most sense because then, honestly, with Robert being the head around it, he knew that they'd go after Ted and he'd be scot-free.
Right.
So it's like he kind of, and he planted all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just crazy. And like we said about Catherine, it was like he almost planted Catherine to be that person that he was going to find and pinpoint to then add to this whole, like, the whole plan.
Right.
But I don't know, that could be too much. Do you think Catherine was part of his plan too?
The plan to,
like, kind of, like, cover up everything and then, like, then come back and it's
saying, like, I wanted to be back for Catherine?
I just feel like that was a lie.
Oh, I think it was true, and then he saw Liam.
And then that's when everything,
and then
right.
he, like, went crazy.
Because I know we did talk about that last season. I just still, like, he was just such a jerk to her that I just can't.
Oh, he was such a jerk to her.
I just, like, can't. Ugh, it just makes me so grossed out. But, yeah. So, anyway, this whole Robert plan, well, I believe that this is what happened, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think it makes the most sense, mm-hmm. and it would be the one thing that is, like, we still don't know why Robert would do all of this.
Oh, and he did it because the father was like, I'm disbanding the monarchy.
Right.
And then he was like, you know, he wants to be king.
Right. And so he figured
out
a way.
I gotta get rid of my father.
That's right. Yeah. So we've got to figure this out so then that won't happen.
Just always thought Ted was such a good guy. So we have to get an explanation for that.
That is true. Because, like, you saw him and then he was so protective over his daughter.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a weird thing because I loved her character, Ophelia. And I loved the chemistry she had with Liam. So I was really sad for that.
Yeah.
I know we're, like, jumping all the way back now, like, like, three seasons ago. But it's true. Like, all of this is leading up to what we're seeing today.
Right.
And I loved Ophelia's character with Ted, and it was just kind of a very abrupt thing to be thrown in our faces and just, like, be like, bye, Ophelia's never coming back.
Right.
And
unless
so
she, like, is also evil and took the money and
it was like bye.
To America.
See ya.
Who knows?
But with us kind of figuring out this whole reason as to why, like, Robert should be the main reason. He shouldn't be king. This is him. This is who he is. And then we see him with Willow. And he's like, you're the top of my list now. That's kind of how we ended last season. And this is another question. Do you think he's really into Willow? Or is this another one of the people that he wants to check off of his list to screw up Liam?
I think he saw, even though Liam clearly does not like Willow in that way, he does care about her. And Robert knows that Liam knows he's an awful person. So he's doing it as a way to hurt Liam. Even
right.
It's kind of directly hurt Liam. Like, you care about this person, and now she's going to be with the person you think's a jerk.
Right. And he's, like, he's just the master manipulator.
Such a manipulator. Because when Liam said, he said he was horrible to Catherine, ask him, watch him lie to your face. And then he didn't lie to her face.
Right.
He said what I did was reprehensible, but when I saw her and Liam together, I don't know what came over me. I was like, I didn't expect him to be so direct, but he's so diabolical that he's like,
he thinks like five steps ahead.
Yes. And I was like, does he have cameras or recording devices in every room? He must.
I feel like he must because he always knows what's going on.
Yeah, so he's either extremely smart and diabolical or heard that conversation.
Right. Which, it's just like, even when I talk about it, too, it just makes me have so many more questions as to thinking, is Robert really the bad guy, or is there something we're not seeing? You know what I mean? Because even though he's so maniacal, too, we see, like, I don't know. I just get so confused with this character because he's so mean and wants the worst for all these people, but then he also is so smart, and it's like he has a reason behind everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason is usually his own self-interest.
Right. So it's just – because he is kind of like Helena.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. He's like his mother, who I also find lovable at times.
Oh, yeah. She has, like, that fun – I love how she, like, whenever she doesn't know what to do with herself, she just watches this reality television show and she's, like, with snacks. And she's like, no one needs me anymore.
She's so relatable.
Yeah. But I do love seeing their chemistry together.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time I can see where Robert is, like, somewhat down to earth.
Right.
Like, when he's with Helena, because they're kind of so much off of, like, off
so
the kiltered
similar.
And, like, but they're, like, so off the grid. But, like, when you see them together, they're so similar that you're like, oh, they're normal together.
Right.
So that your brain kind of thinks they're normal for a second. And then all the stuff's going down with Willow, and it's just crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts about the whole Robert-Willow situation? And
I just wonder if she'll actually say yes, because I think, like, I just feel bad for her because she so has such feelings for Liam, and she's
right.
such a good person, I think, deep down. Like,
right.
She's not going to turn on us and end up
right.
killing someone. So I hope she doesn't say yes. So I just am curious to see how the writers are going to write her saying, I mean, I think so. It's going to come down to my prediction. I know it's a little early for predictions. The last episode of this season will be like her about to walk down the aisle.
Right.
I think that's what's going to happen, but I don't know how we're going to get her there because
right.
she's smart enough to know Robert's no good.
But
I don't know.
Like, but I feel like this is the thing. It is different because when we first got introduced to Willow, she was kind of against all this. And she was kind of like not a a bad, like, not a bad girl, but she kind of was a rule breaker in the sense where she's like, I don't really need any of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why her and Liam kind of got along, because they both were like, we don't need any of this royalty. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be getting put through this. And that's kind of where they started becoming friends. And then she ended up doing the whole hashtag mm-hmm. King Liam. And then that's, she kind of started this whole thing.
Right.
So, which also kind of confuses me, because we see that side of Willow, and then we see this Willow that's very conflicted with Robert, even though she knows everything that he's saying is basically a lie, but she's feeding into it, which makes me feel like, what if she's manipulating a situation?
Right. Like she's like, let me marry the brother if the other brother can't see, like, right. How.
And, like, maybe she, I don't know, because I feel like I keep going back and forth on what I'm thinking about Willow, but the more I think about it, it's like, she's kind of concocted these steps, right? And we haven't necessarily been, like, knowing that's what's happening. But, you know, she found her way into working for getting mm-hmm. the queen's approval, which is very hard to do. Mm-hmm. She gets her approval, starts working for them, and then somehow, like, finds her way into the king wanting to marry her, which is mm-hmm. a huge deal. Which, like, that's not something I feel like you would... To be able to just, like, scoot on in there, it just doesn't seem like it should be that easy.
Right. Like, I mean, I feel like, I guess that is kind of, like, in real life royals, I always thought it was interesting to hear, like, so-and-so was the daughter of, like, his horse trainer.
Right. That's true.
So I feel like they always, like, they're not going to meet people at a bar.
Right, that's true.
So although he did meet Catherine at a bar.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I feel like it kind of does maybe makes happen sense. That makes sense.
Right.
But I feel like what's interesting about her is that she never would have wanted that.
Right.
Like, I got the sense she was from, like, an aristocratic family. She was able to, like, run in those circles, but she wasn't that impressed or interested. She right. just liked Liam.
Right.
And now
okay,
she's
okay, that's right. That's true.
So I can't picture her agreeing to be with Robert. But maybe yeah. she'll do it for some reason. Some altruistic reason, we'll learn. I don't know.
I think so. I think she would do that only because it would be, like, she can't be that far away from Liam. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, if anything, it would be something along the lines yeah. of how Jasper's doing whatever he needs
right, yeah.
to get close to Eleanor. Like, right. maybe she'll just do whatever she needs to stay close to Liam. But
that's so pathetic.
Yeah, that would be pathetic.
I'll marry the king maybe, so I can be close to his brother.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Poor Willow.
Yeah, but she always has had that, like, struggling storyline. So yeah. it would be kind of nice to see her rise above it all and, like, yeah. figure out where she belongs. Because yeah. right now she's confused. I'm confused talking about it because I don't even know where she lies, because they just keep throwing her back and forth almost.
Yeah.
And she has to make all these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. I think she's conflicted with choosing Robert or choosing nothing, kind
yeah.
of, you know, because she has to kind of play the fields with him in order to even stick around
yeah.
and keep him interested.
Right.
But let's move on over to Liam and freaking Cyrus, because they're funny together.
Amazing.
It's crazy because let's not forget Cyrus is insane.
I couldn't believe he actually fired the gun.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's how we ended last season.
What?
And he fired the gun and almost shoots Liam
right,
in the
right,
head.
Right. Oh, right. He did fire it at the end. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, then I think we heard it and we didn't know what happened.
Right.
But I just thought it was funny because he's scared now of this gun and, like, tries to hide it throughout yeah. like the rest of the episode. And we see their dynamic, how Liam's going to him for help and is like, I need to become you. I need to figure out how to, like, make my brother can't be king. My brother can't be king. And mm-hmm. he's going back and forth with this. And now Cyrus and him are a team.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this?
I feel like as long as it's, like, for ultimately the right reason in the
yeah.
end, maybe the means might be evil, or that, you know, it may not be the most honorable means, but the end will be worth it so that Robert does not continue to be king because he's
right.
killed his father,
right.
essentially. I just love, every time Cyrus is on the screen, I love him.
He's hilarious.
He has great lines. He's so funny. That actor is amazing. So I love seeing them together. They're like an odd couple because they're so opposite.
Right.
But it was so interesting when Cyrus said, I see something in you that I can work with, which is like pure hatred.
Yes.
He can totally relate to that because he was jealous of his brother and hated him.
Yeah.
So it's a great dynamic. It's funny. It's great writing. And I think, I know Liam said in interviews that the actor who plays Liam said that we're going to see Liam like we've never seen him before, doing things that are not exactly like on his typical moral compass. Mm-hmm. So he's going to do some bad things, but maybe hopefully not too bad, and it's for the right result.
Right. Which is funny because we get introduced to, Greta. To Greta. And this is where he's kind of doing something against his moral compass, because mm-hmm. he usually doesn't date anybody unless he has feelings for him or for them.
Right. He doesn't use people. He's totally using her.
He's using her. And I think this was a really hard scene when they're at the opera and she gets him this gift. And I think this is when we see him struggling with who he is mm-hmm. and what he feels he needs to do. Mm-hmm. Because when he opened this gift, he looked and saw the initials on it. And I think that struck a chord with him.
Right.
And then he kind of like gulped it down. Mm-hmm. And then when she asked to meet her parents, he was like, all right, I guess I am getting somewhere.
Right.
So the end result isn't too bad. But like, I also can't see Liam being with someone that he doesn't eventually fall for.
Right. And I just can't see him using someone. No. So, like, how's he going to end it with her?
Right.
And she's eventually going to find out, probably.
What's the reason?
What the reason is. And I also am like, that was some interesting writing to make her the server. There's nothing wrong with being a server. Like, no, God bless her. But maybe she was, like, cut off from her trust fund. Like, she's an international banker's daughter and
she's working as a waitress,
which is totally fine. Good for her. But right. There's got to be a backstory there.
I was kind of thinking that, too, because it was interesting because she's obviously of such high caliber. Right. But yet she is. But I guess maybe that's, I don't know.
Good for her.
Yeah. I don't know. I questioned that, too, a little bit.
But like, there kind of should be, like, an explanation. Like, she's working her way through whatever, like, and her parents won't give her money.
Right.
And so you like are like, oh, those are good parents. And then we realize, like, the father's whatever. I don't know.
No, I totally get what you're saying. That makes complete sense to me. Because I even questioned, like, wait, because I kept thinking waitress, and then when Cyrus was like, you want to get in with her parents because they know so much, and then I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Right. Like, why would his parents?
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Like,
sounds so.
Well, no. Well, that's just because that's just how the show works.
Weird writing. Right. To make
her the waitress instead of just someone that was a bystander at the party.
Exactly. Because, like, you would think the international banker's daughter would be always have lunch at that fancy restaurant. Right. And that's how Cyrus knows her. Like,
exactly.
We need a little explanation.
Yeah. No, I get it 100% because I'm on the same page. It doesn't sound right coming out, but it's.
Right. We're not like we're not, that. We're yeah. not snobby.
No. But it's just, it doesn't make sense because then we have Willow as someone that was at the party who has parents of higher caliber.
That made sense how they would meet.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, very interesting on that front. Go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say. No. Greta at the opera.
Yeah, and so now he's going to.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. No. So he's going to see her family and everything, and that's kind of the end of what we see there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to pull out is the whole Catherine thing that we get reintroduced to her character, which goes to show she's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
So
But she's like Ophelia in that she's like says she's going to America. When they say they're going to America, yeah, they usually go.
Yeah, that's true. I just feel like I can't see her going away for good because it's like, this is something that I think is one of my struggles too, is Liam always says he has it's like Ophelia was someone that he couldn't live without, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And now Catherine is someone he couldn't live without. So it's like, it almost like I'm obviously rooting for Liam and I want him to find the love of his life and someone that is deserving to be in his presence and vice mm-hmm. versa. But it's also hard for me because it's like, if you love these girls so much, you need to fight for them and like keep them in your life, right?
Right.
Is that too much to ask?
I mean, I do remember, didn't he like go to the dance school in America?
Oh yeah, he did. And she had a new boyfriend.
She had a new boyfriend. But I feel like you're right. He falls hard and then they, for whatever reason, leave.
Which, like, can we just take a moment and step back in reality? Like, no person in their right mind would push. He doesn't need to be a prince. Like,
oh
he does
God,
not
he could,
need to right. be a prince. He could be just a random bystander, and I would drop everything. Like, he is so attractive uh-huh. and has, like, from his character that we see, has the best personality mm-hmm. up until this whole, like,
yay! Cheers for Liam.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, Catherine, it's the whole, like, I feel like she's kind of like, woe is me, but it's like,
right, like you had a king and a prince fighting over here.
Oh, shucks.
It could be worse.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too, is that, I mean, I get it. She didn't know that his brother was going to
miraculously.
It is a terrible situation. It's like, is it like you miraculously know that the brother's going to be like, hey, I've been on an island for like 9 months. Here I am. Like, kind of It's kind of morbid.
She should see a psychologist. But that's got to be, I don't know how,
like,
that's
gotta be. Talk about a bad end of the stick, because it's like you went from having like someone who you thought you loved and you could see a different life with, to then losing that person, to then finding another person, like, whoa, I can finally see a life with you, and then losing that person, the other person comes back,
and then you got no one.
Like, that's awful. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Go to America.
Yeah. Have land fun. Of
opportunity. Have fun.
Land of opportunity. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Man, I feel like that just about kind of sums up all the different characters that we kind of, the story. Anything you want to wrap up before?
I was a little confused by, so in the beginning, he said Robert fired Spencer, who... Right. Helena was getting really close to.
Right.
And that, like, that was the moment she was like, this kid is taking this king thing a little too far. And he said something like, I don't want you hooking up with the help, which is snobby, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather you hook up with someone who can do something for us, meaning this certain person from Parliament. I totally missed this in the episode, and I read a recap.
Uh-huh.
Which I'll retweet so I could give credit, but one of the awesome recaps, and it was... That was who the text was from at the end. I was so confused. So at the end, she got a text from a Colin York saying something. And so that was who... So I guess she's like Robert, or in this case, like Liam. She's going to be hooking up with this guy to get something out of him. So that'll be interesting. But it's like Robert's like...
He's manipulating everybody.
Yeah,
and
pimping
he's,
out his mother.
Right. But she also... I think what she was saying is that when they... The Lord Chamberlain that they fired was the one she was hooking up with. And I think some story let out that he referred to in that scene where I think he was saying, how do you expect that... How do you think that story got out? And so I think that's why she kind of was like, oh,
because... Right, he said about the figgy pudding.
Yes.
They're like little sex romp in the kitchen on Christmas.
That kind of like...
I was like, what was that story again?
And now that Christmas where like everybody was just all over the place.
But I don't think that's true. Like, I think he was really... They liked each other.
Yeah.
And Robert made up this story like Spencer was going to write a tell-all.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
I don't think that would be exactly true. Because he did always seem to have Helena's best interests at heart.
I think they really liked each other.
Right, because and I remember in the beginning, we all were very skeptical of him. And then he grew on us.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, okay, you actually just like her. And, but then we also were wondering how far can that love/work relationship go. So, which Helena's also been someone that never really gets her love story.
Never.
Like,
she's had bad luck.
Yeah, because they keep killing the people that she likes.
No.
That's terrible.
She should go to America with
Oh, my gosh. Well, this has been so much fun. I'm so excited for this season, what it has to hold. We will be – we kind of have some new segments going on here. And going forward, we're going to start a new one called Royal Wedding Countdown, where we will do more research on this next week and kind of have some more information provided. But we're going to do a fun little countdown to the real royal wedding.
May 19th.
And also, there is a possibility of a wedding and the royals on our show. That is something – I don't want to get it confused, because there's also Robert wants to plan a wedding too. Right, so that could be a fun thing. But we will get more into that going forward. But before we wrap it all up, let's get into some predictions.
Surely. Was that the prediction music?
He was just playing some
wedding music.
Yeah.
Predictions. I predict, because I saw that picture, that Jasper does not die. Thank God.
Yeah.
And I just predict that. Well, I made my prediction already. I think Willow's going to say yes. I think they're going to plan the whole wedding. I think it's going to come down to a very last moment in the last episode at the wedding, right before the wedding, or something around a wedding, because that always brings drama.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I think that'd be fun. I actually feel like it'd be something along those lines if they have a wedding, planning it for Robert, but then somehow it turns out to be Eleanor and Jasper, and they finally get married. Because I feel like we have to have some sort of ties with that relationship.
Yeah. We deserve Right. We deserve something.
But maybe that's going too far, but that's kind of like my high hopes for the season. At least some sort of happy ending for Jaspinor.
Yeah.
And then with the whole Liam situation, I honestly don't have any predictions just yet because I'm still confused as to like how he's going to figure out and meander all of these stipulations in order to align them correctly for Robert to not be king.
Right.
So that'll be very interesting to see how that plans out.
I'm looking forward to many more scenes with him and Cyrus and their,
yes,
their evil planning.
Yes, that'll be so much fun. And also, right before we go, you know what's really fun and helps you learn and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who love learning and growing, we've got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Guys, it's for free. How much better can that get? So be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was the Royals girls that got you there. So again, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. And while you're getting your nails done, going shopping, you can just plug that right into your headphones and check it out. It's amazing. And we're so thankful for everything that Maria and Kevin for us here at AfterBuzz TV. So just make sure you go check out that podcast, guys. But yes. I think that wraps it up.
I think so.
On our first after show of the season. I'm so excited. We will definitely make sure to subscribe and comment and all that stuff. Tweet us all of your thoughts, predictions, and everything. Fern, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
Hey, guys. Allie Nasty here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasty and on Instagram at Allie Girl. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.